All right, Dan. Alejandro Deaza is now an Oriole. Tell us about that.
Well, we've been looking to add a left-handed bat to balance out our lineup and also give us a little bit more depth. And Deaza had a great year last year with the White Sox. He was their leadoff hitter. He had 17 home runs. I think he drove in 63.
Yeah. And 20 stolen bases.
20
too.
Stolen bases. So, I mean, he can do all the things that you need to do to be a good big league outfielder. He can run down the ball. He's got a decent arm. He can steal a base. He can hit. And in the past, he's hit for power. Although he hadn't hit for power this year, I'm hoping that he'll be energized by the trade. I think that he thought he had two good years with the White Sox. They traded for Adam Eaton. He lost his job in center field, and he got demoted in the lineup.
Schaefer sends the fly ball out towards shallow left center. On the run is David Lowe. He's there to make the catch, and that's out number two.
But I like that he gets on base and that he can cover the ground in the outfield. And he's very good against the pitchers that we're going to be facing in September in our division. Historically, he's done very well against them, and he also matches up well against any potential starters that we're going to face in the playoffs. So that's really what we got him in mind. And the trade deadline is tomorrow, right. So you got to have these people in your organization. So by the 31st, so that they're eligible for the playoffs.
So he doesn't have to be here physically tomorrow?
No, but he's going to be here physically tomorrow. Okay. We already talked to him, and he should be here in the morning.
I was going to mention, Dan, his splits against right-hand pitching, really outstanding.
Oh, he's good against right-handed pitching. He's a good left-handed hitter. He's a good on-base man. And as you said earlier, he can steal a base. So I think he's going to be a good addition to the team. I mean, we have Pierce and Nelson Cruz and Delman Young, three good right-handed hitters, and he's a pretty good complement to all of those gentlemen.
And now here is Santana, the leadoff hitter. He takes strike one. Let me ask you this, Dan, and I'm curious, what does Deaza do that David Lowe doesn't?
Deaza is a more consistent hitter than David Lowe. Now, we also have Quentin Berry at AAA, and Quentin Berry came up last year and stole base for the Red Sox during their stretch run.
Santana hits a ground ball to second base. Right there is Jonathan Scope from the edge of the outfield grass. He'll go to first base to get the out. You want to stick around for a second? Okay, Dan. Now go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the Orioles ahead 3-2 with Dan Duquette. Dan, let me ask you this. Alejandro Deaza, you said, going to be with the ball club tomorrow. Will there be a corresponding roster move?
Well, we're going to have to adjust our roster tomorrow to get Chen on. I think Chen's pitching tomorrow.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to have to adjust it for that. And we've asked, Buck wanted Alejandro Deaza here for tomorrow, so we asked him to try to get here tomorrow. And if he gets here tomorrow, then we'll have to make another roster move. But at this time of year, we can expand the rosters on the first, so that's just two more days. It's not a really big issue. So we'll try to make the club as strong as we can for tomorrow's game, and then we'll worry about the next game the day after that.
There you go. That's a good idea. Now, meanwhile, another of Dan Duquette's acquisitions, Jimmy Paredes, is leading off in the bottom of the eighth inning. And, hey, Dan, good move.
Yeah, well, Jimmy's had a good debut. He had some good at-bats the night before. And, of course, he's got a double left-handed and a home run right-handed. So this is a kid that we had in spring training, and we picked him up, and then we put him on waivers, and Kansas City picked him up, and then when they had him available, we picked him up again. So he's got good power from both sides of the plate. He can hit the fastball. He can run the bases, as we saw, and he's a versatile player. His best position's third, but he can also play second in the outfield. But he's looked good so far. He's had a nice debut.
All right, swings away, hits a ground ball to first base. Right there is Vargas. He'll take the out himself. And Paredes is retired, three unassisted.
Dan, what's the situation now with Steve Pierce, who's had the great year this year? Buck was saying day-to-day. He said he'll be ready in September. What's the situation?
Well, he had a MRI today, and it revealed a minor injury. And knowing Steve, he's going to do everything that he can do to get himself ready. And, I'm hopeful that he will take the time that he needs to heal this injury. He's having such a great year. You'd like to see him continue. But I think it's going to take him a few days to get this in order. But I know he wants to be back, and he's anxious to play and contribute to the club. I mean, he's saved us in a lot of different areas. The kid's had a great year. and he'll do whatever he has to do to get ready.
Right, here's Nick Hundley. Hits a flare to shallow center, and that's in there for a base hit.
Do you have anything up your sleeve before we head to September 1st? Anything else?
Well, you know, it's important to have these players in your organization. So we're continuing to work the waiver wire. We've got some discussions going with some other ball clubs, and as much depth as we can get, we're gonna do that right now, because the players we get today will be, and tomorrow will be, eligible for the playoffs. So we're going to keep working it with our staff here, and I wouldn't be surprised to see us make another acquisition to add some depth to the organization.
Right. No, we can't wait. Dan Duquette, thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, stay busy, will you?
Yeah. And we'll stay tuned.
<Thank you. laughs>